Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Special report, Super Tuesday. There are still numerous races to be called as ballots continue to be counted following today's primaries and caucuses. The tally so far for Democrat Hillary Clinton, according to CNN projections, 6 states, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia.
Thank you all so much. What a Super Tuesday.
Bernie Sanders has won in his home state of Vermont and, according to CNN, Oklahoma. Donald Trump has collected 5 states, Alabama, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Virginia. Trump says he can land the GOP in the White House.
I am a unifier. I would love to see the Republican Party and everybody get together and unify. And when we unify, there's nobody that's going to beat us.
Ted Cruz is carrying 2 states so far, his home state of Texas plus Oklahoma. Results from Minnesota and Colorado are still being added up. I'm Ann Cates.
It is 8:01 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story, more Super Tuesday election results.
Thank you.
That was the scene in Little Rock, Arkansas tonight, where Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton, as you just heard, had victories in 6 states. Mrs. Clinton, though not mentioning Donald Trump by name, called out the Republican frontrunner.
The rhetoric we're hearing on the other side has never been lower. Trying to divide America between us and them is wrong, and we're not going to let it work.
Bernie Sanders wins Vermont and Oklahoma, too close to call in Massachusetts, where Clinton has the edge, 51-48%. Donald Trump, the projected winner in 6 states. Ted Cruz wins in Texas and Oklahoma. But Trump moved quickly to the Florida primary and his festering feud with Marco Rubio.
He hasn't won anything, period. And by the way, and I have to tell you, and he was very, very nasty. I've never heard a person get up and speak on an evening like this and be so nasty, but he's got a right to be nasty. He hasn't won anything, and he's not going to win very much.
Early numbers out of Minnesota show Bernie Sanders with 59% of the vote compared to Clinton's 41%. Marco Rubio, the early leader in that state, 37% of the vote. Ted Cruz has 28%. Donald Trump, 21%. Trump and Kasich still in a tight race in Vermont, where Trump leads Kasich by just 1% of the vote. Polls don't open or don't close, I should say, in Alaska for another hour. And in Colorado, Bernie Sanders leads with 57% of that vote over 41% to Hillary Clinton. Joining us again here on the Drex Radio Show, as he has all afternoon and evening, is KGO political analyst John Rothman. Let's start with Bernie Sanders, John. Victories possibly in Colorado. He's got others in Vermont and Oklahoma. What do you make of his late push?
Well, he's trying very hard to stay competitive. He isn't. There's no way he has a path to the nomination. But he is conducting an honorable campaign. He's going to go all the way to the convention. And when he goes to that convention, he is going to receive an ovation. And he deserves it. He's run a highly dignified campaign. He has not gone into the gutter. And he deserves all the kudos that he will receive.
Now, Don, the Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escape from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world. At KGOradio.com, and we go to Lisa Durden, but first we'll start with Chris Rock.
That's the big question, why this Oscars? It's the 88th Academy Awards, which means this whole no black nominees thing has happened at least 71 other times. Okay? You gotta figure that it happened in the 50s, in the 60s. You know, like, you know, in the 60s, one of those years, Sydney didn't put out a movie. I'm sure there were no black nominees some of those years, say 62 or 63, and black people did not protest. Why? Because we had real things to protest at the time. You know, we're too busy being raped and lynched to care about who won best cinematographer. When your grandmother's swinging from a tree, it's really hard to care about best documentary foreign short.
And away we go with our activist, yaktivist, love her very much, Lisa Durden. Good evening, and thank you for joining me.
Oh, my God.
Yes, is that too edgy? I mean, because it was one of those moments watching Chris Rock do his monologue where I thought, oh, a little cringeworthy.
Well, hi, my peeps. Hi, Heather.
Hola.
Hola. Well, hey. I'm going to say yes and no. It's not cringeworthy when you're talking about facts. The fact is we were lynched. We were raped in slavery. So why are the facts bothering you? So the facts should not make you cringe. It's just stating a matter of fact, like my name is Lisa. It should not be cringeworthy. You know, but of course, because it's taking us back to a time where folks don't like, it was cringeworthy for them. However, I think what he was trying to do was, if you notice, his whole monologue was about this arc, right? He was doing this arc that cut across every possible debate around this Oscar so white thing. Nobody was, escaped. So those people who felt, and a lot of them were black, well, you know, who really cares about the Oscars? We've got bigger fish to fry. That's who he was addressing with that joke.
Right. And, you know, the audience did laugh. Was that a little weird? But I guess, I mean, I don't know. I just...
Yeah, especially the white audience were like, should I be laughing?
I know, right? That's why I was like thinking, awkward. But there was
awkward.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that was very, I think probably the most awkward moment was Stacey Dash. Let me play that.
It's hard to get a job, and that's, it's rough out there for black actors. But let me tell you some good news. The Academy has taken steps to fix this problem, and that is why it is my honor to introduce the new director of our minority outreach program. Please welcome Miss Stacey Dash.
I cannot wait to help my people out. Happy Black History Month. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a big...
But enough about black people. Let's bring on Sarah Silverman.
That was a big awkward because, by the way, if you don't know, she's the girl from Clueless, and she was also a conservative host on Fox News, and she made it very well known that she doesn't agree with the Black Lives Matter movement. So that went nowhere.
Well, not only does she not agree with the Black Lives Matter movement, she doesn't agree with being black. She said, not only should we not have that, she said we should not have Black History Month, we should not have Black Entertainment Television, BET, but yet she ran out of there when no more white folks hired her. All those actresses from Clueless blew up and got films. Where is she? She took money from Queen Latifah's production company on a show that was on VH1. That was a black lady. She took money from BET when she had a recurring role on one of the black shows on BET. So give them their black checks back. So she's black by popular demand. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. Maybe her and Rachel Dolezal should get together and create a thing.
Would you like a spot of tea, Rachel? Absolutely, Blue. a disaster.
Hey, I didn't hear this. I don't think this made the air unless, it was one of those times I had enough of the show and I walked away for 20 minutes. But she did read mean tweets backstage at the Oscars. I don't know if you heard this. I think this was a web thing, but take a listen to this.
Dazed Jedi said, what the f***? Ink Kid Smash said, I was hoping there was a trap door on stage and real Stacey Dash would fall through. That's nice. No one likes you. You looked foolish and sounded dumb. Is real Stacey Dash actually stupid? Bye. Real Stacey Dash, you sucked on the Oscars like you do on Fox News. Pointless. I'm sick of your. Uh-oh. I'm pulling up. That seems like a threat. We better look out for that one. I think I have to report him.
Okay, well, sometimes it's a good idea to make fun of yourself and kind of take it in your own face. I don't know if that's working for her.
Yeah, see, that whole joke, like, hit the ground, like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall.
Right. Sometimes self-deprecating things are okay and worthy, and it will get you out of the mess you got yourself into.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. What do you think?
What do you mean the mess that they?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, I really screwed up, so I will now make fun of myself. And
oh no, it's got laugh before others laugh at you. I mean, it was really bad. I don't know if the producers thought of it. I'm not for sure if Chris Rock thought of it, but it just didn't work. She did sound dumb. He sounded dumb. It was dumb. What was that? It was awkward. It was, you know, dismissive, and it was disrespectful. I mean, what other negative words can I use? Can you open up the thesaurus?
I have to tell you, Lisa Durden, when she first came out, I thought it was a stand-in. I thought it was someone pretending to be Stacey Dash because I thought, sure as hell can't be Stacey Dash doing this. Now, wait a second, it is.
Yeah, I'm like, where are my glasses?
Right,
oh,
that's what
that's
I was Stacey
thinking. Dash?
Yes.
Really? Girl.
Yeah.
Girl, bye, Felicia, as they say. Bye, Felicia. She, you know, to me, if it were me, I mean, but then again, she's Stacey Dash. If it were me and I had this issue with the black community, and they would have offered that to me, I would have said, no, I think I better pass on that. It's not going to work. You can say no to these checks. How big was the check? $2? I mean, you didn't stay on stage a long enough time.
Scale, probably.
Anything.
Yeah, scale. I would think.
Right. It wasn't worth it. Get off the stage. But she's so like, oh, my God. She's such a whore for the camera. She couldn't stop herself. It's like crack.
Well, I have to tell you, so everything was rehearsed. So I'm sure that moment had to be rehearsed. Some of the jokes, for instance, about Will Smith that Chris Rock did. Well, you know, Will Smith isn't here with Jada, yada, yada, yada. But, and he shouldn't be bitching or complaining or whining because he did make $20 million off of Wild Wild West. Well, at the Deaf Movie Awards, you know, the previous Sunday, actually it did play Sunday also, but it was recorded the week before. You know, Will made that joke about himself. So all of this was rehearsed. So I'm not sure why they thought that would fly.
Yeah. And actually, to the point of Will Smith, you know, getting his back kicked in by Chris Rock in the monologue, drama happened afterwards. Tyrese, the singer/actor, he was so pissed. He ran to Twitter and did a rant.
Oh, hold on right there, because I don't know about this, and I want to hear it. So just,
you heard
oh,
it
my.
First. Boom.
Oh, good, good, good. And then Sacha Baron Cohen got in trouble. Now, I'll tell you the behind-the-scenes story on that.
Yes,
he's in big trouble with the Oscar people. Yes. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And a little bit of chicken fried. KGO 810 is sending you and a friend to have a chicken fried good time with the Zach Brown Band.
And a radio.
The Zach Brown Band. Thursday, June 3rd at Shoreline Amphitheater.
I saw goodbye.
Win tickets before you can buy them. Just listen to Drex every weeknight between 8:30 and 9 p.m. for the cue to call and your chance to win. Tickets on sale Friday at LiveNation.com. The Zach Brown Band. From KGO 810. News, talk, and traffic. Hear the news on KGO 810. Then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm a black star, way off my money.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, along with my guest Lisa Durden, who's here every Tuesday night, and some shade being thrown Chris Rock's way. Take a listen.
Jada got mad. Jada says she's not coming. Protesting. I'm like, is she on a TV show? Jada's going to boycott the Oscars. Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Jada's mad. Her man, Will, was not nominated for concussion. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. It's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West, okay?
All right, so all yours. Take it away, Lisa.
Well, I thought that was perfectly fine.
I thought so, too.
That was kind of an extension of, Aunt Viv video, pretty much saying something very similar. You know, Aunt Viv was the first black lady who played Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince, Janet Hubert. And so he's addressing that, and he clearly seems to agree with her. Like, wait a minute, you complaining, but y'all doing pretty good up in Hollywood. You got a TV show. What's your problem? You know, and frankly, you weren't invited because you weren't good this year, so what's your boycott? So I really get it. I thought it was great, and I like the fact that Chris Rock left no stone unturned, and nobody was safe. However, drum roll, we had some extra shade.
Tyrese!
Tyrese Gibson got pissed at that and went out to Twitter and Instagram, and he was heated. And let me just throw this quote out here because I'm like, oh, Tyrese, you fine, but you go, boy. he said, what did he say? He said, and I quote, did you really use your stage to tear down and diminish one of the strongest, most fearless black women in this town as the world watched? Jokes are jokes, right? Not when someone is trying to affect change. Tyrese wrote, not when someone is willing to put it all on the line to affect change for our daughters and sons of the future. What did Jada put on the line?
Her husband.
Don't get me wrong. I'm black. I get the boycott. Jada put nothing on the line because here's my thing. I get the movement. I get better late than never. But Jada, if you were Lisa doing it, that's different. But you are Hollywood. You have a production company. You have been doing big box office movies, some flop, some not, but you've gotten greenlit, you know, by Hollywood muckety mucks.
Yeah, oh yeah, the big names, yes.
You know, so all of a sudden now you're not establishment. Like he said, 88 years it's been going on. What made this year different? I'm not saying don't ever make a stink, but you in particular are just making a stink now when there have been plenty other years you've gone and you've seen it was a blackout. So you are informed, and as Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. So you know better. Not only Jada Pinkett Smith, but a whole host of African Americans who are up there who know better. So most of them just shut the hell up, like Queen Latifah didn't say nothing because she's grabbing that dough from Hollywood too. So just shut your mouth, Jada. You look like you are a hypocrite. That's the issue. It doesn't mean that there was no meat there, but she looks like a hypocrite because she's been subscribing to it all of these years and participating all of these years. That's the issue, and it's been a whiteout.
And by the way, I have to remind everybody that Lisa Durden saw Concussion and just thought that that Will Smith was not Oscar-worthy.
Now, to be truthful, I saw some white films that were not Oscar-worthy either. That's what people don't understand. When you ask me, a black person, but are you black saying that we want to just give you awards? Y'all give plenty of yourselves awards for subpar performances. So don't ask me.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is the problem with the, you know, Al Sharpton would love to take credit for the lowest ratings in 8 years, but let's face it, this is what happens a lot of times. Most people never saw any of those films that were nominated.
They're like, what? You know, Revenant who? Where? So, first of all, let me just make sure we know, don't think every white person that has ever won an Oscar was good. Let's be real clear. So I don't want anybody winning an Oscar who's not deserving of it, no matter what their race is. That's number one. But we know plenty of white folks who were bad directors, bad actors, bad writers, bad films have gotten Oscars because we need to understand that when it's convenient for them, they say, well, it's not about the box office numbers. When it's convenient for them.
No, it never is about the box office numbers.
You know.
Right.
So then that means it's what? You know, the marketing, whose pockets are greased, you know, whose head is up, who's behind. Like, what is it? It's a little murky. I'm blind. I can't see. It's cloudy outside. My name is Stevie Wonder. What?
I thought Stevie Wonder was magnificent, and he did a great job on pointing out, you know, the ADA Act, American Disabilities Act, and how people need to be more respectful. Yes, I'm glad you brought Stevie up because...
Well, was that a bad joke? A blind joke? Was that bad?
No. Okay. You know what? He was bringing out the cause, and he's absolutely right when it comes to, you know, all people who are disabled, and I was happy to see that he did it. He did it in a fun kind of way, but that's Stevie. If anybody who's ever, you know, look, here's the thing I love about Stevie Wonder. He is what you see on television. Okay, he's the real deal. He is one of the nicest, really? Musicians I've ever met.
Oh wow, that's good to know. I've never met him before, but I've heard.
Oh my God! I interviewed him, and he doesn't have to do morning radio. He doesn't have to do Kiss FM in Chicago, even though it was the number one station. But he came in, he brought his keyboard, he let me sing my Sharia more with him, and I said, "Oh, I can't sing with you. That would be horrific." And he insisted. So that's the kind of human being that he is. He's just a wonderful person. And
he let you sing? Oh, he is tonight.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about Sacha Baron Cohen and, his heist. He's in a lot of trouble with the Academy, too. And then we're going to talk Donald Trump. So get ready to do the Trumpy dance. That's on the way because it's a big Trump night. But right now, it's time for the Zach Brown Band.
But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow.
KGO E10 has a special invitation for you to see the Zach Brown Band at the Shoreline Amphitheater on Friday, June 3rd. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. But you can win yours before you can buy them by being caller 10 right now, okay? Good luck. So here's the number. It's 808810. We're going to take caller number 10 to win tickets to see the Zach Brown Band. 808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. And thinks of Colorado. And a girl he left behind him.
We're talking Oscars, we're talking Super Tuesday, we're talking to Lisa Durden. And we'll be right back after we talk to John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Good evening, Drex. Good evening, everyone. Our top story at the bottom of the hour is, of course, Super Tuesday. And if history is any factor, America met its two presidential candidates tonight. Hillary Clinton wins in 6 states tonight, and from Little Rock, Arkansas, former Secretary of State made a strong pitch to the middle class.
The middle class needs a raise. Add more good jobs, jobs that pay enough for a family to live on. Even put a little away for retirement, jobs that provide dignity and a bright future.
Donald Trump wins in 6 states, among them critical victories in Massachusetts, Georgia, and Virginia. Texas was considered a toss-up, but Ted Cruz won that running away and gained a surprise victory in Oklahoma. Trump, though, not fazed from Palm Beach, Florida.
I came in second. I came in no worse than second. So it wasn't like I won and then I disappeared. The worst I had was a second. So I'm very, very honored by the turnout.
And now Ted Cruz.
So long as the field remains divided, Donald Trump's path to the nomination remains more likely. And that would be a disaster for Republicans, for conservatives, and for the nation.
Bernie Sanders came away with victories in 4 states, Vermont, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Minnesota. He is still in play in Massachusetts, with 89% of the vote reporting Hillary Clinton with a 51-48% advantage. Marco Rubio wins tonight. He takes Minnesota with 37% of the vote. Donald Trump and John Kasich still in a tight race in Vermont. Trump still leading with just 1% of the vote. Polls don't close in Alaska for another 30 minutes.
We have to wait until perhaps April 1st or even into May to see whether anything has shown up.
High expectations fell flat today in the Sierra following the latest snow survey. The water content in the snow is critical to easing out of the 5-year drought. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Survey says
up at Phillips Station, it was something closer to 107% of normal. But a month ago, it was 130% of normal for 1st of February.
Doug Carlson with the Department of Water Resources tells KGO the statewide figures are the ones that really count, and they show that El Nino has not delivered.
As of right now, it's not a good trend.
At just 83%, we're a long way from out of the drought.
You know, we really would like to have seen a lot better readings to have a sense that we might be approaching recovery.
In outer space today, astronaut Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Konyanko were honored by NASA's Mission Control in Houston for their record stay aboard the International Space Station.
In space for the last 340 days,
setting the record for the longest flight on board the International Space Station, breaking the previous record of 215 days.
Political pressure is mounting between the FBI and Apple over the San Bernardino terror attacks. The war of words moving to Capitol Hill today, where FBI Director James Comey laid out the investigation into the attack that left 14 people dead. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Comey testified that at the instruction of the FBI, San Bernardino County changed the password to the iCloud account associated with that particular device without consulting Apple, which closed the possibility for an automatic backup to the cloud, which would have made it possible for Apple to provide information on that phone without bypassing its own security.
The experts have told me I'd still be sitting here, but we would still be in litigation because the experts tell me there's no way we would have gotten everything off the phone from a backup.
Comey says both Apple and the feds are on the same page. The FBI understands keeping information secure. Apple has no sympathy for terrorists. They're just reading the page through different lenses.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4444 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4444.
Ron Owens.
You've got so much, invested in the guy. I understand your enthusiasm, but look, I went to it last night with this open mind, wanting to hear what he would do. Anything that involved specifics, he just ignored. Anything that he was accused of, he said was a lie. You know, that's not the way you win a presidential contest. That's not the way you run the biggest country in the world.
Ron Owens, weekdays 9 to noon on KGO 810. News, talk, and traffic.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we've got Neil West tonight.
Hey, watch out in Oakland for a crash. 580 westbound at Keller Avenue. The right shoulder taken away with that. In Brentwood, the CHP working an accident, North Vasco Road. This will be northbound at Camino Diablo, the right lane blocked there. An accident in Santa Clara has the right shoulder blocked of Highway 82 southbound at the Lawrence Expressway. Looks like a construction blocker truck got struck there. First traffic on the fives, I'm Neil West, KGO 810.
Well, Steph Curry is sitting out the Warriors game tonight, but no problem. Dubs up on the Atlanta Hawks, 58-46, about a minute to go before halftime. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, we've got a series of wet and windy storms barreling towards the Bay Area tonight. Rain moves in on Wednesday night, showers lasting into the Thursday morning commute. 50% chance of rain during the day on Friday. That moves to 70% by Friday night. But all of that sets the stage for Saturday and the first wave of a storm that's going to be bring lots of wind and rain all day Saturday. Pretty much the same thing on Sunday from a second storm. We'll get a bit of a break on Monday, but the rain could make a return on Tuesday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, mild temperatures, 54 degrees in Redwood City, 59 in Santa Rosa, 57 in San Jose, and Oakland, 59 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
What a week. And it's only Stupor Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. Love being in the news business. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And Lisa Durden is my guest. And we'll just do one other Oscar thing because everybody's trying to be so PC, but yet it wasn't PC at all. On this one related note coming off of the Oscars, and that is Sacha Baron Cohen is being blasted for presenting an award as his wannabe rapper character, Ollie G, because he made a joke about them working very hard on you. I'll just play it, and then we'll just go from there. Here we go.
I know what you was thinking when I walked on. Here comes yet another token black presenter. But it ain't just me brethren that has been overlooked. It is all people of all colors. How come there is no Oscar for them very hard-working little yellow people with tiny dongs? You know, the minions.
Right, but so he was making fun of the little kids, the Price Waterhouse kids who came out, you know, who are supposed to officially have the results and they're monitored by Price Waterhouse or whoever it is. But Sasha was told he was not. He asked for permission from the Academy to perform as Ollie G, and they said no. So he had to smuggle the costume in and have his wife, Isla, help him put it on in a handicapped bathroom. But he did get Chris Rock's approval for the minion joke. But they're pissed.
What was that last word?
I said the Academy's pissed.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, because it's live.
Right. There's no taking it back. Was. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, they're already in trouble. Not in trouble. They don't give a damn. But they already had bad press. I mean, I guess they say all press is good press, but they had bad press. They act as if they didn't want the bad press. So they don't want to act like they're okay with these shenanigans. So he just kind of made them look even worse. And so, you know, all of the lowbrow stereotypes, you know, Asian men with small penises and you're acting like some kind of like, you know, idiot, rapper guy, you know. So, but here's the thing. If anybody has followed this guy, he's done this at many awards before, you know. He does this all the time. He comes out as his characters of his movies, and he's been doing it since about, I think, 2009 or so, and he does it to promote his films. So, like, the thing I'm trying to get is, although you all need Lisa to tell you that, Hollywood knows that. They knew it.
Sure.
They knew that he did it at 2009 MTV Awards, 2000, so on, so the other one. I can name the movies. So he's done this millions of times. They know this, so why would you even have him come on stage to do anything? So my you know... Come on, boo. So what I think goes on is they push envelopes and act like, oh, I didn't know. It's almost like the Janet Jackson, you know, malfunction. That was no malfunction. After it didn't go well, it was a malfunction. Like, really?
Oh, you're saying Nipplegate was a plan thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you claim you didn't have a six-second delay, and six-second delay has been going on since the beginning of time. Since we were putting messages in a bottle and sending it to people over the ocean.
What do you think about, is it since you brought up Janet Jackson, what do you think, we'll talk about throwing shade, what about Elton John ripping on Janet? Yeah, saying that she, you know, lip syncs all the time. And that's not a show.
Well,
that's not a performance.
I'm sorry, but I love his shade.
Okay.
I love the shade. Listen, I've been saying this for the longest, but nobody wants to hear Lisa Durden, but when he talks, we all listen, which is fine. Yes. When I want to see a celebrity, in this case a singer, I need you to sing. And, you know, I hear the debate, well, you know, people can't sing and dance at the same time. Well, yeah, they can. You mean people today? Because back before we had that, all of the greats did it. Tina Turner did it. Mick Jagger did it. The great David Bowie did it. Tina Marie did it. The Temptations did it. Frankie Lyman did it. James Brown did it. I mean, I can go on and on to the break of dawn, but we have to hang the hell up at some point. So, no, we can do it, especially now we have trainers. We didn't have any trainers back then and, you know, these machines and all that kind of stuff.
Auto-tune, yes. I mean, yes. Where so, would Bieber, right. By the way, today's Biebs' birthday. Where would we be 22 years without auto-tune? And Kanye, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So, she needs to get her back kicked in because you need to be singing live if you want my live money.
I getcha. And by the way, Elton John, you got to love him as, you know, more entertaining and more catty as ever as he gets older. But he always performs.
Him.
Oh, absolutely. But you remember, he's been feuding. He was feuding with Madonna for an entire decade about that. And he also pissed off Billy Joel by talking publicly about his drinking situation when it was going on. So, I mean, he's equal opportunity offender.
Right. Exactly. He's an equal opportunity offender, and why he keeps doing this with his rich colleagues, I don't know. But I guess these are pet peeves of his. So, no, but Madonna's a little bit different, I guess because I love her. I don't expect Madonna to sing. She began as a dancer, right? She was a dancer that kind of morphed into I'm making albums.
Well, Brittany, Brittany does it too. Brittany, I think, I guess I can't say officially, but I'm just saying.
So I think really whenever I, here's the thing, whenever I see or perceive that someone is actually singing live, that shocks me, not the other way around.
All right, we have to talk about Super Tuesday. So let me see. Cruz is now tossing trash all over the place after Trump did it. So it looks like Trump has taken 5 states. Cruz has won 2, Texas and Oklahoma. It's a big win. And one of the things that we were discussing earlier with our political analyst, John Rothman, was, you know, Donald Trump refusing to condemn the KKK and David Duke's endorsement. And somebody was calling and giving us a hard time saying that that's not true. But I have it. This is from earlier, I guess over the weekend or whatever the case was, maybe yesterday.
Roll the tape.
Yes,
the
Jake
Tapper.
Yes, with Jake Tapper. Take a listen.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I'd have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
Okay, Lisa Durden, he's playing both sides of the fence here. Everybody knows damn well what he was doing when he did it.
I was getting so exhausted, you almost lost me.
Look, it's mostly southern states up for grabs tonight, so I'm sure people wanted to vote for Larry the Cable Guy, but he wasn't on the ballot. Trump playing that game. Sure enough, this afternoon, after people were already at the polling place, he did disavow. Okay, so he knew damn well who he was playing to. He wanted that angry white racist vote from the South, and he got it. And now it is safe for him to say, "Yeah, I'm not down with the KKK."
Right, because I mean, what words can I use to describe you don't know about this group, the KKK? You don't know who's giving you money for your campaign. So, like, if you don't know the group, you don't know the money, you don't know the supporters, then you don't need to be the president of the United States, because I expect a knowledgeable president.
Any candidate that's running for the president of these United States has to say hell no to David Duke and the KKK. I don't know how much clearer it could be, but he was definitely. And here's the thing. It worked. Except for Texas and Oklahoma. 808-0810, comments, because Trump is sweeping. You know, he basically has been anointed tonight. We shall see, and we'll have analysis after 9 o'clock with John Lobertini. But we'll continue the conversation with Lisa Durden coming up here on the other side. 808-0810, what are your thoughts? Yes, now, of course, you know, earlier today, a few hours ago, after the polls, most of them were closed. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with the KKK. Okay. Guess that's because the election's over and you bagged it. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Listen to Michael Finney's Fines Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. and 5:12 p.m. for the latest in consumer news. Brought to you by Vitucci and Associates.
More of the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke.
Yeah, Trump needs to know before condemning David Duke or the KKK. It's not like they're Muslim or born in Mexico. He needs to think about it. Now, I recently gave some advice to Hillary Clinton after she could not give a straight answer about whether she'd ever lied to the American people. I said that that was the easiest question to answer in politics. Well, I would like to apologize. I was wrong. This is the easiest question to answer in American politics.
I would think so. All right. Thank you very much. So, Lisa.
I agree.
Yeah. And sure enough, amazing. His memory came back this afternoon. Yeah, I do know about the KKK. And yes, I don't want anything to do with David Duke. But the results were already in. He's won six states.
It's interesting how he gets this amnesia, you know. He and Sam Jackson had some kind of a Twitter war. I forgot what jumped off, but something jumped off. He did the same thing. You know, Sam Jackson, I don't know who Sam Jackson is. Who is Sam Jackson? I've never met Sam Jackson.
Oh, yeah, with the whole golfing thing.
Yeah. Right. We played golf. Sam Jackson said, oh, you don't know me, biatch? He pulled out the receipt from the golf game he played with him, and the names are right there.
You know, it's pretty bad when you forget that you're playing, golf with Samuel L. Jackson, let alone David Duke, who doesn't, running the KKK. I mean, please. Not running it, but certainly has something to do with it.
Well, you know, it's like Frank Perdue. We all know that Frank Perdue got where he got by being in the mafia. So, I mean, all of this stuff is backed by dirty money and dirty people. Politics is dirty. So, like, to not answer that, you know, was the answer.
Yes, in a roundabout way. And by the way, for him, it worked. I mean, he has taken six states. Cruz wins two. Rubio actually won one. We'll talk about this at 9:05. But we do have people that want to talk to you, Lisa Durden. Anthony in Concord, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey, Drex and Lisa. No, love the conversation.
Thank you.
I wanted to kind of also touch on Hillary and the fact that she said, I don't believe I've ever lied to the American people. And I've always tried to level with the American people. It almost looked like she was Bill trying to say she never had sexual relations. But going back to Trump, he's doing a great job of playing the sensationalizing of the news. And he knows in 4 days that this whole story is going to be completely forgotten. It's going to be wiped up on something other craziness. But we have to realize that we have two people now who will be known as the front runners, that one is an ultra-billionaire, one is an uber-millionaire, and one of which was being investigated by the FBI for criminal investigation, and the other one who is just saying that he has no idea who white supremacists are. I mean, that's almost a slap in the face to me of an American person who just knows my history and understanding that white supremacists is not good. But what I just want to say is that, I mean, we're at a point now where we're just choosing between emotions now and not really real issues. And again, I've called a couple times before, and I don't want to reissue points that we already know, but money is the Citizens United has destroyed this country, and really the one percenters are choosing who's going to run the country.
Well, amen to that. And by the way, you know, just to speak to that, what you're saying is, you know, you still have Jeb Bush sitting there with $100 million from his super PAC, which he can do anything he wants with. It belongs
Jeb
to him.
Bush, holla at a sister.
That's what I'm saying. You know, No. We were talking politics in the newsroom earlier today. It's called, and this is how Jeb keeps it and makes it all legit, it's called the Jeb Bush Foundation. And guess who the boss and the administrator would be? Jeb Bush, who can pay himself whatever he wants. And there you have it.
It must be nice to be white.
Oh, well, Lisa Durden. Well, I thank you very much for talking to us tonight, and I will talk to you in a week. I'm sure we'll have more on Saturday.
I will see you next week. I got to tell you, this is hilarious. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of blowback with this, you know, what happened on Super Tuesday tonight and between now and then. Yeah. I mean, it just keeps on churning, and it just keeps on turning. All right, and we'll keep on burning. All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night. By the way, we have our winner for our Zac Brown tickets, but I want you to listen tomorrow with Ron Owens. Tomorrow morning, he has your Prince tickets if you want to go see Prince at the Paramount. He'll tell you when to call in. When you hear it, you just be the correct caller and instantly win a pair of tickets to the show to see Prince. And I was reading the review. Just amazing show that he did Sunday night at the Paramount. So who doesn't want to see Prince in a very intimate setting? Fabulosa, I'd say. All right, what's going on?
Oracle's huge. It's not intimate at all.
Oh, he's not playing at the Paramount.
Paramount was the other night.
Oh, okay.
The show you're winning tickets to is Oracle.
Oh, it's going to be at Oracle. Okay.
But it's still awesome.
Okay, very good. So listen to Ron Owens tomorrow, and he will be your hookup man, all right? He's always our hookup man. He's our go-to hookup man. All right, we're going to talk about Super Tuesday with John Lopertini after the top of the hour. He'll bring you up to date with what is the latest at the top of the hour, and then we will discuss. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.